You're listening to the Sermoncast from People's Church of Vancouver, Washington. You're invited to join us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. We're located at 6801 East Mill Plain Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. For more information, visit us at peopleschurchvancouver.org. And now for this week's sermon.
He is risen. A place to go. Christ returning to his home in heaven. This one is not borrowed. I want to say to you that the home Jesus Christ was returning to was not borrowed. He borrowed a stepfather. Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary to be thy betrothed wife, for that which is in her is of the Holy Ghost. He borrowed Joseph. He borrowed a manger. First and last. No. He borrowed a manger. Born in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. I'm getting pretty close to that part where I say, don't you love him today? Amen. This one is not borrowed. Like his stepfather, like the manger, like the homes. I think it is in Matthew 8 where he said, the birds and the fowls of the air, someone that wanted to join his team, they have a place to light and to land. But the Son of Man does not have any place to lay his head. Camping out for 3.5 years. Sometimes at the home of Mary and Martha, sometimes in the wilderness that he created. The home he was returning to was not borrowed. As his stepfather, as the manger, as the homes, as the lunches. Do we have any food here? And he said, well, one boy, leave it to Jesus Christ to take the lunch of a Sunday school boy. And leave it to Jesus Christ to send him home with 12 baskets. Give, and it shall be given unto you. He borrowed donkeys. Enterprise. Or hurts. It might have hurt. Untie that donkey, and when the owner says, where are you going with my Lexus? Say, the Lord needs it. Oh, here's the keys, and it's got a tank full of gas. And he says, go into this city, and such a man will meet you. Tell him, now's the time. The Lord needs your upper room to have Passover with his followers. Oh, sure, here's the key. We've got it spit-shined. It's almost as good as if Sharon Lowe prepped it. And loved ones who I love today, think about this. He borrowed a brand new tomb. Leroy Blankenship, a great friend of the Patterson family and Malls and Mulkey's, close friend of Dennis Conner. Leroy Blankenship sang a song about the tomb, and the title is, He'll Only Need It for the Weekend. In Luke 24, Christ led his followers out as far as Bethany. He lifted up his hands, Christ lifted up his hands and he blessed them. While he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. In Acts it continues, after he had spoken these things to them, while they beheld, he was taken up and a cloud received Jesus Christ out of their sight. Colossians, Paul writes, since we have been raised to new life with Christ, we've had our own Easter. When we receive Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2 said, you has he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Raised to sit in the heavenlies with our Lord Jesus Christ. Since we've been raised to new life with Christ, we should set our sights on Washington, D.C. Not quite. We should set our sights on the realities of heaven. Listen, and let heaven fill our thoughts. Say that, let heaven fill our thoughts. Big idea today, one of them is, read this with me, every believer has the promised hope of living forever in heaven. In John 11, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me, what? Shall never die. You have wardrobe change. You move out of this tent. I was so happy to hear that song today that ain't no grave going to keep my body down. Praise God. We need Weight Watchers to put that song in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take that, Weight Watchers. Or what's that woman's name that keeps telling us that you can lose 40 pounds in 4 days? Have a 6-foot smile on her face? Yeah. Fables and all that stuff. Aren't you glad to know? Come on. Ain't no grave going to keep our bodies down. But God help us to get help, stay healthy. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this? I believe this. Do you believe this? All right, stay with me. I couldn't wait to get here today. I couldn't wait. My daughters must have known it because not one of three called me this morning. So it's fresh to you. Listen to this. Our resurrected, victorious Savior arose on the third day after his death for my sins and our sins, and Christ did not search Craigslist for an apartment to rent. Our resurrected Savior did not search the want ads, the classifieds, find a friend, apartments.com. Where am I going to lay my head now that I'm resurrected? I got to cook fish for the disciples, walk through a door, appear so many times to my followers, and at the last, appear to 500 in Bethany. But before I get there, where am I going to go? Because I can't stay here, because on the 40th day, I'm going to ascend. Where am I going? What am I going to do? I need a house. Now listen, I need a house that is able to accommodate 1.3 billion people. How many do you think are born again from Adam until today? How many in the first covenant that acknowledged by faith as Abraham's seed, they are heirs according to the promise with you and I? He needs a big house. He needs a big house. I was reading one man, I don't want to take these stats, as you know, but he said, from Canadian border to the southern border of America, and from California somewhere to the Missouri River, he said, it's 1,500 cubed miles. Here's what he said. It's 660 stories high. 660,000 stories high. You know what? I don't know how that's going to hold everybody, but he needed a big house. Listen, he needed a big house. And this time, instead of people loaning him a bedroom, fixing him, Mary and Martha, God bless him, going into homes such as Simon's, and a strange woman so thankful for forgiveness would wash his feet, this time he was going back to his house. In John 13, he's washing the disciples' feet, and he says, listen, I came from my heavenly Father. I'm going back to my heavenly Father. It's enough to say, I'm able to wash your feet. I'm not looking to be promoted by man. I know where I came from, and I know where I'm going, and I can be secure in my Father's love. You and I today can be secure. We know where we're going. When we have our personal resurrection, we have every security, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Heaven, our resurrected, victorious Savior arose on the third day after his death, and he did not search Craigslist for a house. You can write that down and use it. You don't have to footnote it. You won't find it anywhere else. Heaven, 80 plus times, the book of Matthew refers to heaven. 28 chapters. 80 plus times the book of Matthew refers to heaven. Because he lives, we too shall live also. Wherefore we comfort one another with these words. Revelation 21, John writing, I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. God himself will be with them and be their God. Oh, grip this today. Let it be like Velcro to your soul. Be comforted. If you've had a parent, a child, a spouse, a loved one, a child, a grandparent, absent from the body, present with the Lord, be comforted today. God Himself will be with them, say with them, and be their God. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, nor sorrow, nor COVID, nor crying. There shall be no more pain. Christ said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you, that where I am, you may be also." I read a paragraph of 1992. A Cuban mother of an 11-year-old boy suffered under Cuban dictatorship, had a small window of time for her husband to land a plane in Havana, and her boy and her would have a few minutes of freedom to run, jump on the plane, and go back to Miami. The mom, wife, and 11-year-old son were making a run for the plane as it landed, and the motor never shut off. And as the 11-year-old boy was running, he said, "Oh, Mom, I lost a shoe." She turned and said, "Son, we are going to your father. Keep running." Harold and Mabel finally made it into the pearly gates. It passed away at the same time, married 150 years. You know the couple. Peter met him at the gate and said, "Welcome, Harold and Mabel." He said, "Wow, I want to show you to your house." And he showed him this beautiful house. Everything was fixed so he wouldn't be reminded by Mabel of what he had to do. Everything top-notch, like HGTV had made it, you know? Wow. And he went to the kitchen and all the food and supplies and the numbers that his children would be using to call and tell him hi. He says, "Wow, I just can't get over this." Peter said, "It's not all." Took him out to a golf course. There were no green fees, no sand traps, no dog legs left near the Pacific Ocean. And he said, "Well, Simon Peter, how much does it cost?" Simon Peter said, "It's free." Harold turned to Mabel and he said, "Mabel, I'm upset with you. If you hadn't fed me those bran muffins, I'd have been here 10 years ago. I got me a John Maul joke on Easter." Heaven is God's home. Heaven is Christ's home. He didn't search the want ads. He didn't give 30 days notice. He didn't pay first and last and a deposit. Can you only imagine the send-off the angels gave him? You know, there's ticker tape parades when the Yankees win or the Boston Red Sox win or occasionally when the Los Angeles Dodgers win. And I think of the parade after World War II in New York when our veterans and heroes came home and in black and white, they just looked like millions of people welcoming our veterans home. If there is joy in the presence of the angels over one person that repents, what must the celebration have been like 40 days after Easter? Can you only imagine? I thought earlier today, I'll bet it's continuing. Lord, you had enough time to come. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for what you've done for me. On and on. Okay, listen, I got to go to the next person. But imagine the roar. Imagine holy, holy, holy to the Lamb who was slain, who is alive forevermore. Thank God for Easter. Heaven is God's home. Heaven is Christ's home. Heaven is our home. Heaven is a prepared place. I go, John 14, to prepare a place for you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. So it's like when he was gone those days, 3 days in the grave, and they had either with disappointment or distractions gone about their own personal business. One thing they knew, he said, there's a place. I'm going to prepare you a place, and I'm going to come back and receive you and take you to a place. They knew that language because of a bridegroom and a bride in Jewish culture. When the home was complete, the father would say, go get your bride. Let's start this 7-day celebration. And for us, the 7-day marriage supper of the Lamb is a good word for eternal. No one simply arrives in heaven by mistake. No one, arrives in heaven and says, I should have listened and not turned left instead of turning right. Can you imagine? I see angels, golden streets, happy people. Oops, I think I just saw my first wife's mother. I hear music. What happened? How did I get here? Did I turn right when I thought I turned left? Where in the world am I? Say, not quite. You have your passport? I said, do you have your passport? Huh? Do you believe this? Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Since we have been raised to new life with Christ, we should set our sights on the realities of heaven and let heaven fill our thoughts. Our big idea today, every believer has the promised hope of living forever in heaven. Heaven is the abode of God, our Father, who art in heaven. Notice as you continue to read through the New Testament how often Christ talks about heaven as a place where God is. And lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. Heaven is our Father's house of many mansions. Heaven is the home of the saints. Heaven is the living hope of the believers, 1 Peter 1:3. Read that with me. Heaven is the living hope of believers. Heaven is the place of eternal happiness, joy, music, singing, no more headaches, no more heartaches, no more pain, no more tears, no crying, no Monday alarm clocks. Heaven is a place of perfect health. Put your hand on your thoracic cavity. Say, I thank you, Lord. You yourself, you took my infirmities, and by your stripes, I am healed. And because of the resurrection, I am going to my eternal home where I will be in perfect health. No more sickness. No more funerals. If I can say this without any political leverage, either way, it's difficult to watch 100,000 youngsters climb the fence of our southern border or be dropped over by others. I know there may be some that maybe, whatever the mode, I'm talking about children. Red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. Sometimes I want to duck when evangelical mouthpieces spray with a broad brush into selfish words about wanting them to scat. And they'll go to their pulpits on Sunday and raise tens of thousands of dollars to send someone who doesn't know the language to go there and learn the language and then win them to Christ. And now I want letters. I'm talking about children. Do you know what? Big heads up. Third world children. No more hunger. I thought Sundays in my boyhood, wonderful Christian family, that it was a bit strange when my mother would make us ketchup sandwiches. I remember lifting up and thought, huh, there's nothing between these two slices of bread but ketchup. That may have been the first 20 years, but it hasn't been the last 50. and where we're going, no more ketchup sandwiches. Bread and fish upon a fire. He invites his chosen ones, come and dine. Heaven is a place where harm is never to be known. Attention, all moms. Heaven is a haven of rest for the weary. Heaven is a place where all hostilities have ceased. The Prince of Peace shall forever reign. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Let's stand this morning. Would you read these bullet points with me? Senior Chief Randy has prayed with us. Randy has invited us to receive Christ and pray on this Resurrection Easter Sunday morning to receive Christ. And I want to cap off Randy's invitation at prayer time by you and I confessing these bullet points. I prepare for heaven, surrender my life to Christ, confess Christ as my Lord, inviting Him into my heart, daily in His Word, living daily in the awareness that Christ my Savior is coming soon. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this gathering today. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for laying your life down. You picked it back up. Wow, did you ever? After showing yourself alive by many infallible proofs, on the 40th day after your crucifixion, you was parted. You went somewhere. You went up. You went back to heaven, where you're preparing a place for every person that has received you into their heart. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for testifying of Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bearing witness with our spirit that we indeed are the children of the Heavenly Father. In Christ's name, amen. He is risen. Thank you.